The flooding in Midland caused by the two failed dams has taken a toll on homes and property. But here's a longer-lasting and perhaps ultimately greater concern. Any flood of this magnitude carries contaminants and debris with it downstream. Midland is home to chemical manufacturing, as well as other potentially hazardous sites. The Environment Report's Lester Graham has been looking into some of those risks, and he joins us now. Hi, Lester.
Hi there.
What kind of risks are we talking about here?
Well, there are a lot of them, but let's start with the longstanding problem along the Tittabawassee, and that's dioxin pollution. In the past, Dow's chemical complex dumped dioxin directly into the river, and then when it was discovered that dioxin was actually hazardous to public health, that became a real concern. The World Health Organization indicates dioxins are highly toxic, can cause reproductive and developmental problems, damage the immune system, interfere with hormones, and also cause cancer. Now, there was this decades-long battle between Dow, regulators in Michigan who were often sympathetic to Dow, and the US EPA. We did a series clear back in 2009 about the ridiculous amount of time it took to come to an agreement, and it's still not fully implemented. This massive flood might actually undo some of that remediation. I talked to Nathan Murphy. He's the state director of the group Environment Michigan.
I fully expect that that's going to resuspend some of those contaminated sediments from the river channel and put those back into the floodplains, just like it's historically done. That was what created the floodplain dioxin levels that required cleanup, that created wildlife eating advisories. And I'm very concerned that these high waters will put more dioxin-contaminated sediment back onto those floodplains.
That original cleanup project, that stretched more than 50 miles along the Tittabawassee and Saginaw Rivers.
Man, that sounds really bad. But what does it mean for the people who actually live along the rivers?
So I think what it means is people who finally got dioxin-contaminated soil removed from their backyards in recent years, they might come home to find that their yards are contaminated once again.
Well, that's one concern for sure, but we are talking about contamination from the past. Are there sources that we think we should be thinking about right now that present-day operations might cause in this flood?
Possibly. One of the issues is stored hazardous waste and other kinds of waste. A Dow facility and a Dow Corning facility, both near the river, are listed by the US EPA as, quote, significant non-compliers of the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. That's also called RCRA. It regulates how hazardous and non-hazardous waste should be handled. In a Facebook post, Dow Chemical confirmed there were floodwaters commingling with an on-site containment pond used for stormwater and brine system groundwater remediation. Now, I looked up what chemicals might be in those settling ponds. That list was 26 pages long. Our colleague Dustin Dwyer found the contingency plan that was approved by the state indicated the containment pond was to be protected against a 100-year flood. But, you know, with climate change, the state might have to reconsider its protection standards for flooding.
That's our colleague Dustin Dwyer, a reporter based out of Grand Rapids. So, Lester, you're saying we know for sure that the containment pond has been breached?
Well, Dow calls it commingled, but, you know, it's going to be an issue regardless. I mean, there are a lot of different chemicals that went in there, including solvents, tars, lead, other heavy metals, fluorine, phosgene. It just goes on and on and on. Nathan Murphy at Environment Michigan feels there are greater concerns beyond that that we don't know anything about.
If you look at our accidents waiting to happen report that we have up on our website, only New Jersey requires facilities to report everything they've got on site rather than just the waste. And what we found from just the New Jersey data is they have a lot more material that could be really hazardous pollution that's sitting on their site being stored for them to use.
When you say they, who do you mean? Any chemical manufacturer or any manufacturer?
Well, any facility that has those sorts of chemicals that could result in toxic pollution that would require some sort of reporting under RCRA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no reason to think that Michigan companies or Michigan facilities are significantly different than those in New Jersey. And that suggests there's probably a really substantial volume of potentially really scary chemicals sitting on that Dow site with water encroaching closer and closer.
Now, on a post on Facebook, Dow stated there have been no reported product releases. And I should say we called Dow and asked for an interview, but we haven't heard back from the company.
Lester, hold on a second here. Why don't state regulators know what kind of materials or chemicals are stored at industrial sites?
Well, that's a really good question. If it's anything like why we don't know what's in fracking fluids, for example, it's because businesses say those ingredients are proprietary. They don't want competitors to know what they use to make their products. And Nathan Murphy at Environment Michigan thinks that's a real risk.
You know, we do have communities that are potentially exposed to these chemicals, and we don't know what those chemicals might be. And the regulated industry is politically powerful enough that they can continue to prevent our communities from finding out.
And the only way that's going to change is to change the laws in Michigan.
I'm guessing at that point, we're talking about consequences for companies beyond just Dow, right?
Right.
Okay. So what other kinds of businesses or industrial sites should we keep in mind for Midland and mid-Michigan?
I mean, it could be something as simple as a landscaper's business that might get flooded. There are going to be some chemicals stored there. In an email, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy indicated it's also concerned about gas stations or other places where they store liquid and solid waste that are now underwater. It stated it'll have a better idea of any real contamination when all that water recedes, and that's going to be a few days.
Mm-hmm. Geez, Lester, if I didn't know better with all of this, I'd say you were maybe just trying to freak me out.
Yeah, you know, I'm really not. It's just these are genuine concerns. And there's another thing that we found out, and it might not be of any concern at all. But again, Dustin Dwyer looked this up, and he found that Dow has a nuclear reactor in Midland. Now, I checked it out. It's a small research TRIGA reactor, which is used at universities and commercial operations across the nation. It's really small, and they're considered very safe. But we don't know exactly where that nuclear reactor is located, other than it's in Midland someplace. So how close it is to the river, we don't know.
Lester Graham hosts the Environment Report for Michigan Radio and reports for us for environmental issues now and again. Lester, thank you very much for checking on all this for us.
Good to talk to you, April.